Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I've got a package and it's coming today. It's coming today. It's coming today. I've got a package.
Oh, hey, it's Andrew. I was just singing the classic package song because producer Ron has sent us mystery packages and we're going to open them on today's episode. I hope mine's another dog.
They say a rising tide lifts all ships, but a rising tide has also been known to unearth all those bodies stuck beneath the rocks under the docks. So I say best to avoid the shoreline altogether. This is the Grolic Saves the World. My name's Adam Caton Holland.
My name is Ben Roy.
And I'm Andrew Orvidal.
And this is a podcast about bettering your world. And I guess what I'm saying is if you're going for a walk this afternoon, head inland. What's the ocean got to show you except horrors? Head inland and you'll be fine.
That's great, Adam. Things are good for you. Things sound
these are becoming precious.
Yeah, this is this is really cool.
I found a body.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God.
Well, is that what you wanted to talk about up front?
No, I had a different thing I wanted to talk about up front. I'll tell you guys about that one off air. This April marks 20 years in comedy for me.
Boom! Ben, the big dog.
The big dog. This is coming out in April, I believe. So here I am in my 20th year of comedy. And I'm recording a little special thing at Lion's Lair just for fun. I figure I'm going to tape it. And I know that you guys have recently, Andrew, I know you recorded a special. Ben, I know you recorded Hyena recently, and I did Wallpaper. I'm just curious, because somebody was asking me about this, how much energy you put into what you were wearing in your special. Because now I'm in my head about it. I'm doing one. I'm taping in April at the Lion's Lair, and I'm trying to think about my look for this new special.
Oh,
and I think
your look.
I think a lot of people don't talk about this stuff in comedy. They talk about their material. They talk about where they want it to stream. I want to know about outfits. I want to know hot outfit information.
Outfit.
I'll go first. I didn't. Did you watch Hyena? I'm literally wearing like just slashed up, like a pair of gross jeans and a t-shirt, like I always do.
That wasn't a choice. You didn't think about how am I going to look in Hyena?
Well, I brought like another pair of the same color jeans that did not have a rip in them. And then I brought a different black shirt. And
so
then
so many looks.
And then I showed them to the person there, one of the, like
director.
Some of the people, like the director and the people like from 800 Pound Gorilla. And I was wearing what I'm wearing in the video. And they were like, why don't you just wear that? And I was like, that's great. I love that. Yes. And so I just wore what I walked into the place wearing. But you guys know, I mean, I don't really change it up. And for people listening, I wear a black shirt for a reason. One, it's sort of slimming. And two, I don't want people to see pit stains because I sweat. And I know if I'm watching a comedian and they have like, say, a gray shirt or particular shirt and they have a huge pit stain, it's all I can look at. It's all
same
I can
me.
See.
That's, like, that,
it's
that's ruined an unspoken for me. Thing. You sweat a lot during, especially a headlining set. You're up there 45 minutes an hour and you're kind of nervous and anxious. Yeah. You sweat a ton.
Yeah.
So I always worry about that as well. And I usually just layer.
So you have a medicinal black shirt. I like
it. Well, it's just, yeah, exactly. It's a prescribed thing so that I'm not showing pit stains. And I don't think people who are not in stand-up, I don't think they realize that that's why a lot of people tend to wear dark colors or layers is because of that ubiquitous pit stain that'll often form.
And those who can, I had arm diapers, you remember?
Yeah.
Because I had to wear the little gray shirt all the time. And so I had these goddamn armpit diapers.
They were basically maxi pads you had in your armpit. And they were pretty cool. You looked cool.
And they felt great.
Well, and that's why we called you Maxi Pits on set. And everybody laughed. I remember calling you out with the Teamsters.
Maxi Pits on set. And the Teamsters. Yeah. Remember when they used to beat you up? In the parking lot.
Remember the Teamsters used to beat Andrew up in the parking lot?
They'd play kick the can with me.
Yeah. Well, until they got their hours, and then they were gone. And they were out of there.
It was union time.
It was a union beating.
for my special, it was my first special. I did put a lot of thought into it, but the real energy I put into it was Ron's energy, because I am deeply colorblind, and I knew we had like a blue backdrop. And I was like, okay, well, I want a shirt that's going to work in front of a blue backdrop. So I put poor Ron and his ability to see color through the ringer.
No, you didn't. Did you really?
Oh, I did.
What?
Like a producer Ron nodding in his booth. I would just send him picture after picture of shirt that I found. Like, what about this? What about this? And he was super helpful. He gave me some good picks. And I went to a lot of stores. It's funny. I found a lot of things that would have worked great for Adam. I was like, this would work. I was like, but this is kind of Adam's.
No, thanks. I'm fine.
Yeah. I didn't mean get it for you as a gift.
That's why you chose that pea green color, because Ron told you it went so well with the blue backdrop, right?
It was like I ended up choosing this like light blue flannel shirt, but I bought... No joke. I brought like $700 worth of shirts to the taping to choose the best shirt. They had the tags on them. I returned all the ones I didn't need.
Okay.
I'm not a fucking maniac. But I brought a lot of shirts to the taping. And the one we picked looked great. It was like a very light blue in front of the dark blue. It pops nicely. But Ron was indispensable because I'm so colorblind. I would have showed up with like a pink. I don't know what. I would have been bad.
Wow. Wow. Andrew, I had no idea about any of this. And
you didn't know I was colorblind?
Well, no, I know you're colorblind. All your senses are all out of whack. We've already established that. We've also
He's wind deaf.
He's wind
deaf.
Yeah, he can't feel the wind. We've discovered that too while we were playing. It's just the ball.
Wind
like
deaf.
When we were like anything we were.
Why is my hair dancing again?
Yeah.
What is this on my skin? He can yell every time the wind would blow.
Yeah. Something's crawling on me. Something's moving my hair and my sweatshirt.
But Adam, you always look sharp in the other comedy projects you've done. Did you put a lot of thought and energy into that?
I honestly just was trying to rope-a-dope you into what I wanted to happen the rest of this challenge.
Yes.
Of course I put time and energy into how I look in specials, and
you're
I need
so
no advice
stupid,
from
idiot.
Ben or Andrew or the listener. Wow. I'm sharp, and I dress confidently, and I know exactly what the fuck I'm going to wear in my next special.
Yeah.
I led you down this path
now.
Because... The listener
my
does
boy
not know
is Machiavellian.
Right now,
no, I'm
right
just telling
now.
You, my boy Adam is a Machiavellian type
yep.
guy.
That's
right.
That's 100%
he's
right.
He's always looking. He's reading Sun Tzu's The Art of War right now while we're doing this. Anyway.
Andrew, you are a puppet for me, and I am the puppet master. I have been planning this for weeks.
Please wash your hands
every
before
meal,
you put it in me.
Every meal you've eaten in the last 2 weeks has led you to right here. You're playing exactly how I wanted it to play, because you have a package at your house right now from producer Ron, don't you, Andrew?
I do, yeah.
But
and we've
I do,
done,
and
we've done in
we
the
all,
past, we've done,
we do package you know, challenges,
package
right?
Challenges.
We did the Tamagotchi. Was mm-hmm. one of them. We did the squatty potty was one.
Sometimes
the Fitbits. Well, we'll just get random packages. So
from producer Ron.
from producer Ron. They all came in.
And we have one now. It's a mystery package. We haven't opened it.
Oh, but here's the thing, Andrew. Adam, would you like to break
only
it?
Only you have a mystery package, Andrew.
Uh-huh. What?
Only you yeah. have a mystery package.
You're the only one who got
I
a mystery.
I thought we all had one.
No. That is not the case.
Oh, no, that cool. Is it Legos?
No.
Shut up.
It's not Legos.
Shut up.
Well, it's worth a shot.
And we're going to come back in the second act, and you're going to see exactly what it is.
That's right. When we come back in the second act, we're going to have microphone set up, and Andrew is going to use that fleshlight we sent him. He's going to try it out on air for him, and he's
gonna, no.
If you thought the ASMR challenge was disturbing, wait till you hear Andrew fuck this fleshlight. And Ron sent him so many microphones. This is we're going to get every nuance of the process,
every click, and just macaroni textured. I don't. What is that called?
I don't
what
know.
Does that sound called? Then yeah, you know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You
it's
know
not,
what I mean?
It's not what you were saying.
That's great.
So stick around for the second half. Andrew is going to unbox something
that
has
excited.
A lot to do with what we've just been talking about. Because
that's
once
right.
again, I'm just fucking masterminding this.
That's
thing.
It. You know who you are? Oh, my who? God. Oh, my God, Adam. You're Kevin Spacey, and
right.
Andrew is Brad Pitt. And Andrew's right. like, what's in the box? What's yeah. in the box?
Well, no.
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 God.
If you guys sent me Gwyneth Paltrow's head, I mean, it'll be great for the ratings of this pod, but in poor taste. It's in poor taste.
And if you guys want to see video of this sweet unboxing to mesmerize your toddlers on YouTube, just support us on Patreon. We'll have footage of it. And thank you to everyone who supports us on Patreon already. Why don't you join us over there? We got all sorts of goodies. Stick around. If you're not supporting us on Patreon, you're going to have to hear an ad right now. If you were a Patreon member, you wouldn't have to hear this ad. But right now, regular listener, you got to hear it. See you in a minute. Hey, do you love the Grolic Saves the World, but are sad because you're not getting enough of it?
Boy, do I.
Well, great news. You can get all sorts of bonus content on our Patreon.
Like what?
Tell them, Ben.
Act 4. Ad-free episodes, birthday shoutouts, exclusive merch, stronger, more painful erections, our pod within a pod, boy crazy, decreased A1C levels, photos and videos, bonus content, and so much more.
Okay, I'll do it.
No, kick to me. Say, how do I do it? How do I sign up?
We're not trying to sell it to you, Andrew. You don't have to. Jesus.
Oh, well, I mean, it sounded good. Okay, how do I sign up then?
Fuck it.
You can sign up now by visiting patreon.com/Grolic Saves.
I do want to sign up.
We are back. If you're not a Patreon subscriber, you just heard an ad. You so stupid
you're
sucker. What are you doing?
Fucking idiots. You're so fucking
anyway,
stupid.
Anyway, for those of you who are on Patreon, something. you just right here. Good to see you again. Andrew, you've got a box. Ben and I have no boxes. Ron sent it to you. I'm very sorry, but I do think we might have to lower the Ron shield to bring him in on this. I apologize. We
oh,
all know what
my
happens.
Gosh. I feel so ambushed. Is this what an intervention feels like? My God, what could this be in an intervention for?
All I'm going to say is that this time we have got a chain on Ron, so he is attached to his chair. Last time we lowered the Ron
good.
Shield,
he bit me last time.
Out.
And
we had, it took him. An, yeah. It took us an hour and a half to find him in the neighborhood with the help of some nice neighbors. But we'll have him chained to the chair.
Have you seen Ron around here? Hey, come here. Have you seen Ron
hey, have you guys
around?
Seen Ron? Producer Ron?
Yeah, we saw him. He's over on that
me
balcony.
Out in the yard. Ronnie! Ronnie D!
Anyway, Ron, without further ado, please lower your shield and join us.
Hey, hi.
Hey,
how's it going?
Is.
You guys found me behind a Chinese restaurant in a dumpster. I was having a good old
covered
time.
In chow mein.
Yes. Nom, 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 nom.
You got but, real sick
I kind of like
that,
the chains. I kind of like the chains. I think they look good on me. Yeah.
Kinky.
Anyway, I just want to ask Andrew before we start. Before the break, he was saying, I hope this isn't what I think it is. I want to know what you think it is before you open this thing.
My only guess that pops to mind would be those glasses that show you what something actually looks like when you're colorblind, and I hope it is not those. That would be my guess.
Andrew, that's... We
just shut up and let him open it.
We still have to film the unboxing, okay? Because that's like super popular online.
Yeah.
So
fake, all right, fake, I don't. I'm opening it up.
Open
right,
it
can
up.
You, can you tilt your right. cam, your webcam down so people oh, can see it?
Or? Just hold it up. Let him. Oh fuck!
Oh, I hear it.
Oh, Ron got it from Amazon. Big surprise. Yeah. Sucking on
I know.
Bezos
we're gonna have to
teeth.
Do an. You guys are gonna have to do an Amazon intervention on me because I do some stuff from it.
Oh, I love nice
Pilestone. Colorblind experts. You think you're the puppet master, Adam? I knew what was in that fucking package the moment I held it. Colorblind correcting glasses.
Yes.
Andrew, no one wants to put you on the spot. No one wants to make you uncomfortable. Why is this something you hope it's not? Why do you?
Oh, it doesn't. I will talk about this. I thought I had actually talked about this with Ron while we were chatting about being colorblind. Here's the reason I knew about the existence of these, and I never wanted to try them because I don't want to know what the world looks like through these glasses because I can't wear these glasses all the time. And so I don't want to see how it looks with the glasses and then have to see the world without them all the rest of the time.
But Andrew,
does that make sense?
We love watching you suffer more. And I think this will really ratchet up your suffering.
And I feel bad because I've opened them. And so Ron probably
so
can't
don't put
it, get
don't
his
put them
money
on
back.
Just put them on. Yet. So what here's what we're going to do. I totally hear that. I totally
hear
what you're
cool
saying.
Case.
Show us
I
the
don't
case.
Know if they work or not. So there are two things going on here. Ooh. First of all, oh, look at that. Okay. That's Andrew's cool. holding up a box. It's in it. It's a little, it's a rectangle.
Very nice.
It's
case.
Like a hard
take
case.
It,
and like
it out
folds
of the
over.
Take the cake,
hard
the case.
Case
out of the
take it out of the plastic. So what I, there are two parts of this. First of all, I think it would make your world a better place, cool. Andrew. I want to make your world a better place by making Adam and Ben understand really how colorblind you are. I want them to have a little more empathy for how colorblind you are. So I'm going to give you, the three of you, a colorblindness test right now while we're doing the episode. I'm going to share my screen. I'm going to put up, you know, those little weird circles that they used to show you in elementary school that have all the colored dots and then their numbers in? I'm going to give you one of those tests.
I don't remember
I'm
going to
have
at all.
Andrew give his answers first, and then Ben and I'm going to let Ben and Adam go.
Can I earnestness horn for a second? What Andrew just said is totally valid, and I understand that. I don't like already. This is an exercise in empathy about colorblindness. So it's like if that's not something Andrew wants to do, I don't want to like force him to do it for the fucking pot.
Yeah, you know you're
to
right.
To tell you the truth,
right.
If he's like, nah, dude, I've made my bed, and I don't want to like see the world that way because it would make me sad or depressed, or I just don't even want to fucking know. I think that's very legitimate, you know?
Well, thank you. That's very kind to consider. But let's keep talking about it. I do think it's interesting. Being colorblind is a weird ailment, too, because it's so benign as an issue. It's like, I remember as a kid, I wanted a black leather motorcycle jacket, and I got a brown one. I didn't know it was black. I had like a chocolate brown motorcycle jacket.
Which is totally different.
Kind of more
signal
of a cowboy.
Different vibe. Yeah. And I wanted some brown Doc Martens. I had red Doc Martens. I just
oh, cool.
like
racist that, skinhead. That's kind of cool.
I just.
I don't know. I feel like a black leather jacket, mistakes. A brown leather jacket, that's leading you straight to a mountain town for turquoise and dream catchers. Red Doc Martens, brown Doc Martens, it's leading you straight to the, you know, punk show that's racist. It's kind of the same vibe, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think so, too. I think it. I think your red boots and your brown leather jacket, it's a look. It's a flex, for sure. And I would like to see you wearing it now. I'd like
Wait,
to
no
see
joke.
More of that
I got
from
rid
you
of them.
Now.
So out of curiosity, with this colorblindness, you just said like you wanted brown Doc Martens and you got red. Have you not learned how to sort of know what the real color is now? Like to recognize you seeing it wrong and get the other, you get, when you see brown now, can you know that
no,
that's red?
Because it's like I can't, it's not always the case. Like sometimes it's, you know, the brown is actually red and vice versa, but sometimes I can't tell the
really.
It's like it's not always that reliable, you know, because there's so many hues within it. what I have learned is to ask someone who works at the store, what color is this?
Yeah.
That's what I have actually learned to do. But
have you thought about getting your rods and cones replaced? Or just having a like having them. Have you?
Yeah, complete eye transplant.
Yeah.
Just a torque wrench.
Because we have a new sponsor that does eye surgeries that we would love to use them.
Is that a correction? I know they have LASIK for like vision. Is there a color blindness surgery? I've never heard of one.
I don't think there is.
No, I don't think so. Because I think that LASIK is correcting the surface shape of your eye with a laser, whereas color blindness is related to an internal function of the eye. It's like deep within the eye, and it's the rods and cones, and then apparently how your brain perceives color is a part of it. So I think that LASIK is a very
pretty far up there.
Yeah,
excited that I get to fact check this later and have to delete Ben if he's wrong.
I could don't delete it. We're three doctors.
No. We are three doctors.
I know cones are the eye cells that perceive color during the daylight. Rods are the ones that see light and dark, which is why whenever it's dark outside, the rods are what's working and everything turns gray in the evening.
Exactly.
For you. Yeah.
And you've always had a great set of cones on you. Like
you
for
have.
since
Andrew's
day one.
Got a great set of cones.
Andrew's very got nice. Great cones, and ooh. So
we and I have nice rods, Ben.
Yeah, we have a great set of rods.
Well, we don't actually know. Do you guys know? Are you colorblind? Do you have any sense that?
Let's
you,
take this
colorblind.
Test and find out who's.
I know. I'm
some
not,
people
I'm
are very smug about not being colorblind, and I catch them being colorblind.
I think yeah. for fun,
so maybe
I'll
we should
be smug
do.
About
maybe
it.
We should
I don't
do this
think I'm
test.
Colorblind at all?
No, I've done the tests before, but I'll do it again. Let's go. Let's party. Let's do these tests. But Andrew, for real, what Adam said, if this is going to fuck you up, don't do this. Like, I don't want to.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't even know if it would fuck me up. I don't know. But I was aware of the existence of these glasses, and I was like, I don't want to wear them because I would not wear them all the time. And it would be like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm like, you know you're colorblind, but that doesn't, I still see something and I'm like, that's red or that's brown to me. And after putting on the glasses, I would forever be like, nope, that's not.
Yeah,
that's
all
not
those,
what that
all
is.
Those gut-wrenching videos of like a child hearing sound for the first time, they never show you the follow-up where they're like, oh, and then they lost their insurance and the kid never heard again. Like they never,
oh God.
Never show you that
Jesus
one.
Christ, Adam.
Jesus Christ.
But what the fuck? What the
as
fuck?
As a father of a kid with bilateral cochlear implants, that hit home real hard for me.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ,
I'm just
man.
Saying, all you see is the yeah. fucking sweet moment.
Yeah, because yeah. we want to have some nice things once in a while, Adam. Come on.
So I'm just saying, give us the sweet moment with Andrew, and the listener will have the nice thing, and then gives a shit about Andrew afterward?
Oh, dude, well, why don't you just say that? You know I'm always on board for a happy Andrew during the
That's
podcast.
What I'm fucking
and who gives a fuck Andrew after the podcast? So, well, Ron,
well, it's,
right now for okay. the listener.
We've got the classic colorblind
circle
dot
test.
They're
dots.
Circles yes. with numbers in them.
Yep.
Yes. So what I would like you to do, I would like Andrew to go first each time. We're going to go circle to circle. There are six circles. Let's go through this quick so it's not super boring.
Are you guys reading left
listener.
To right, or are we going Jewish style, right to left?
I don't even know what that means.
I like the sound chaos. Out
from
the
right, gates. from right to left, and like Hebrew.
Probably Hebrew style, but
no. Yeah. I want to go left to right.
Traditional,
typical,
okay, cool.
Western.
So we're gonna start. Top, we're gonna start the top left circle. Andrew, do you what number, right. if any number, do you see in the top left?
I don't see a number in there.
Whoa!
It okay, looks like a bowl of kid cereal.
Whoa, great. Cool.
Should I say what it does look like to me? Even if
yes, yes
Ben
sure,
and Adam,
yes,
do you see a number in there?
I do.
Yes.
What's the number?
Seven.
Yeah, seven.
Great. Wow, okay.
I
moving on.
Do not.
Next.
Wait,
next
Andrew.
One.
What do you see? I want to hear what Andrew sees.
Yeah.
He said,
"I see nothing. I just see dots."
Oh,
he just sees dots.
Like a bowl of Kix cereal.
Kind of oh, okay. Tricks. That's weird. No, it's very prominent to me. All
okay,
right.
So top center. Next one, Andrew. What number do you see there?
I can't see a number in there. It's like dots.
What color
again?
Dots.
I would guess red and pink.
Wow. Okay. Wow. That's
I'll go.
Up.
So it's clear I'm not cheating off of Ben's answer. I see the number 13.
Yeah. Yeah. And the dots are black.
The main dots really? Are black. The black
and gray. Wow.
The number one is kind of purplish. Yeah. The number three is kind of reddish.
And that's okay. What's odd is that the numbers are almost the colors he described as seeing all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he said it's a reddish pink. That's the numbers. Mm-hmm. But if you look at the circle, it is quite clearly charcoal and black.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Yep. All right, top right, Andrew.
I see this number. It's 16.
Boom! Okay, he got it.
Hell yeah!
It looks like it's maybe green and pink. Maybe.
Well, let's not get carried away.
Let's not. let's take one victory at a time, Andrew. It is literally ashy gray and orange.
Yeah, I like this color scheme.
I was close.
Okay, this is so fucking insane.
This is wild. Andrew,
it's fascinating, right?
It so is very
I, this is really the whole point of the episode. Is I want you guys to. I didn't fully understand how colorblind Andrew was until we were going through the exercise of picking out an outfit for him, and he was asking me what colors were. And I just wanted, I wanted you guys to understand this about him. Cause I do, I mean,
what are colors?
I think it's important to have empathy for people whenever you know something like this
for sure. It's literally taking everything in me when he gets it wrong to be like, no, you fucking dumbass. It's this. And now I'm like, oh, he's not doing this cause he's stupid.
He's not doing it because he's stupid. He's stupid for other reasons.
Can I just say, when I pictured you and Andrew going through outfits, he keeps trying on different pairs of like Oshkosh suspenders with one of them down, like a 90s hip hop video. And you're like, this is the color's not the issue, Andrew. We just don't think.
He's style blind.
I had
a huge oversized Tweety Bird like nightshirt that went with it. And I wish Ron would have let me show the whole outfit.
So how's the color on this one? The color is, again, not the point, Gormadol.
It's fine. Yeah. It's just the fact that
a button-up Taz shirt, it was bad.
Yeah, it's the fact that you're wearing what appears to be a Marvin Martian robe. Like over everything.
I stole it from your brother. Deep cut. Right. For the deep old cut. Fans. Nice. Or I guess it's from your stand-up.
So let's keep moving along. All right, we got three more circles here. Nice. To the bottom
right, left. I can see this next one. This next one's an 8.
Hey. Yay! And what color is the circle?
And it's...
And the letter.
The circle, it looks like it's like light green and darker green. Yes. And the 8 is maybe... I would guess red, but now that I know that there's grays in the mix, I'll just guess gray.
Wait a second. So you literally can't discern what, like, name the color.
I mean, I would name it, but part of being colorblind is just using your deductive reasoning to be like, oh, I think
but
I know what
color does
say.
It look like?
I would have guessed red. It looks red. Yes. The 8 looks red.
You were
red.
Correct on this one. That circle is green with red. Yep.
So it's pink. Wow, it's pink to me, but yes. Close enough.
I mean, we're fuck you, Ron.
If you told me it was gray, it's like
it's an elementary school.
Would also work as gray.
We're lowering the ladder a little bit to him as well. All right,
Ron needs to work on his empathy.
Yeah,
you were lowering like,
no, it's pink, you fucking douchebag. It's close.
Lowering the ladder.
All right, here we go. Andrew,
bottom center.
Okay, bottom center. This one I can very so faintly see, but I guess the angles betray it. I think it's a 12.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. What colors?
It looks like the 12 is beige or green, and then the dots are like red and pink.
Yes,
buddy, that's it,
buddy. That's great. So greens. What I'm noticing is greens and pinkish reds. He can pick out.
So hold on, Andrew missed the first two, and he has been in the ballpark of the next three.
Yeah.
All right.
Last one.
I see a 9.
Whoa. Yep. And what do you see for colors of the circle
you're doing
and
much
number?
Better. This is fascinating to me because I've given you, you and I surreptitiously gave you a test like this through text messaging, and you failed like the thing miserably. You couldn't see any of the colors except for one on a variety of different squares. It's almost like when you are concentrating enough, you really can start to see a little more color. Or at least distinguish that there's a difference.
That That last one, that 12, as I've sat here just staring at them, I was able, that one is very hard to see, but I was able to see.
I would say out of all of them, it's the most obscured, but it pops out.
13 is pretty hard.
And this one, I see a 9, and it looks like the 9 is dark green, and it looks like the colors around it are the same dots as the one on the bottom left. It's like.
And how would you describe that?
Yeah, green, I guess.
How would you describe that color?
Green and light green.
Yes.
Okay. And you see the number is
orange.
It's an orange color.
Oh, I thought it was a darker green.
So it seems like darker reds are and pinks are easy for him to pick out, and he easily picks out the color green.
Well, do you understand what a great result this is? Because he's like 4 out of 6-ish. So he's not like, oh my God, he's woefully colorblind. It's such a fucking detriment. So we can continue to fucking make fun of him. Because it's like not that huge.
Is that what you've Is that what you've ascertained from this test?
Yeah, well, if he was 0 for 6 and there's no colors and he's this hopeless, I'd be like, God, I gotta hold this guy's hand through the world of color. But he's doing it great, so now I can just poke at him because of a deficiency.
Yeah, exactly. He's
and
not.
That is the all. That's producer. Do you have another test you can pull up?
Let me pull up one other here and see if I can.
Do you have like a blue purple one or something?
There's a specific one. This is the one that I gave you a long time ago.
Because most people, as I understand it, they have one type of color blindness, and in a lot of video games nowadays, you can adjust the settings.
That was what I was going to ask you. Andrew,
I change mine and every single one of them, it then shifts a color where I can't see another color. So I think my color blindness might bleed into other.
What's crazy to me realms. Is that you play a lot of video games. You also design a lot of games with a heavy creative component and art component like Duster, you know, like, and so like, how did you do that?
Artistically, Andrew's a very talented individual.
Baby.
Yeah.
And artistically, Andrew's a very talented individual.
Oh, yeah, he can draw.
He's an excellent artist. He draws really well. He has a very good sense of composition.
Design. And, yeah.
Yeah. But
yeah, but I can't fuck with color. As a kid, I remember I submitted art to an art contest. It was like The Predator. Remember the Predator?
Was it a Kazoo and Company?
Movie?
Did you do it at Kazoo and Company?
No.
Okay. I remember that was a big thing. They did it. Okay, keep going.
But I colored the grass red and the blood green, and everyone was like, whoops, here we go.
Now, Ron has,
Predator, by the way.
Has now posted these different
another color
milestone
test.
Ones. And I will, Andrew, if you get, I mean, these are pretty obscured to me. I mean, I can pick them out, but.
Yeah. It looks like. And so there's a 0, 0 in the middle, and it looks like it's the same thing in each. Is it the same number in each one? Because it looks like I could see 0, 0 in type F.
It is the same number in every single one. So this is a colorblind test where allegedly it will determine what type of colorblindness you have.
Did you just blur
it'll
it?
It'll tell
something?
You what type of colorblindness you have.
No.
What do you see, Adam?
Well, the type A and B just shifted for me a little bit. But I think that's my computer doing something.
Yeah,
I see the number 60 everywhere, but it's everywhere. Some of them are harder
to see than
others. Oh, I thought it was
0, 0. It's 60?
Sure. Yeah, it's a 60.
It's 60.
Yeah.
And which one do you see the best, Andrew?
I would say I see type E the best.
Great. That's exactly what you told me in text messages whenever we did this before. And so I specifically picked out a set of glasses that is supposed to work best for that type E. So theoretically this should help you see all the other colors better.
Adam,
if you want to try it,
Adam,
I'm
going to
try on the glasses
now. Real quick, Adam and Ron, before we do this, which one do you see the best? I see type F the best. Or
I see
C.
all of them real easily.
Yeah. But really? I mean, the most clear, I would
I
say
see
type C.
Type A and B and D are not the easiest for me.
Yes.
Type F,
this
e,
is also
and
being
C
screen shared over a streaming connection.
That is true. Yeah. This type is, you know, this is not a highly scientific
but type,
exercise.
But type F and C, I would say I'm with Adam. Type A, B, and D are the most difficult. But okay.
Yeah, sure.
All right, I've got the glasses. I'm going to look at this test wearing
the
glasses.
And you're cool with this? You're fine emotionally with this? For real?
For the posterity of the pod. Let's do it. Right.
Should I also clarify, part of the reason why I wanted to do this is because I've seen so many videos of people putting these on and saying, "Oh my gosh, I see color for the first time ever. It's a big deal." And then I've heard other people saying they're bullshit, they don't do anything. So,
yeah, I'm kind of curious.
So this is sort of an experiment to see, do they actually work for you? They might not.
I'd wonder what an optometrist would say. Like those blue light glasses that are sweeping the land. I was at a professional optometrist the other day. She's like, "Oh yeah, that's nonsense." She's like, "There's no science behind the blue light glasses. People just like the idea that they're like protecting their eyes with them."
I don't even know what
she's
those
like.
Are.
"You want to protect your eyes? Don't stare at a screen all the time."
Yeah, I was like, oh, blue light is harmful to sleep patterns. All right, let's do it. Let's pop them all on. Right. First of all, I want to describe what they look like.
I'm nervous.
Can you hold them up? Can you hold the glasses up?
They look like cool shades.
Yeah, they do. Actually, they're kind of a cool design, almost a Ray-Ban, a little little less pronounced than a Ray-Ban.
All right. I'm very nervous. I've known about these for years, but I've always been curious, like Ron was saying. Do they actually work? Do they not work?
Let's see. Pop them on, Roy Orbison. Let's party.
Roy Orbison?
Orbison. Oh, you look good.
Hell yeah, dude.
All right.
I see zero change at all
in
this.
Oh, shit. No fucking way.
Zero, nothing.
I see what I saw before. Let me Google, because like I said, it is a streaming thing.
Do you want me to pull up the
Pilestone
the other test
colorblind test?
Yeah, yeah, sorry, I'm typing everyone. That we did before and see if there's any
difference
there.
Pull up that test before.
Dude, that is so funny.
Let's see if there's any change here. How about now? Are you seeing any change here?
It's really top left and top center that you struggled with.
Yeah, top left and top center you had a hard time seeing. Do you see them now? Is there any change?
I see nothing. I literally, I wouldn't even be able to guess at the number in them.
So
I didn't want to look around the room in them, but now I want to see what I could see.
Oh, we lost.
Yeah,
him.
Try opening your curtains too, Andrew. Try opening your curtains. I've heard that with sunlight they improve things, but
you have to open your curtains. It's got to be a right amount of light. They don't work. They're bullshit,
dude. It's 10 minutes.
Bullshit.
10 minutes. We're gonna find
Andrew. I'm
gonna
open my curtains,
staring at the sun, screaming.
Right. He's gonna go.
Oh, that was so anticlimactic. But
I thought this would fix everything. No, I still can't see the top two.
You look cool as fuck, though, dude. You look like a jazz musician.
Let me get my sax out. Wee-dee-dee.
This is
the wee-dee-dee-dee.
This next ditty is called The Color of Jazz.
What I'm looking the fuck? Around.
We've got to edit this with like man sees color for the first time and play like Enya music and it's all beautiful and then he's like, "I don't see shit." Like it's just a total
nothing. There is truly not a difference. And
not
I'm
a difference
actually
at all.
More
wow.
disappointed in that than I was in the fear of seeing the color and then having it taken away from me. This is a far more.
Can I wait? No, leave them on. Do you like the look of them? They look kind of cool. Are they
just
like
fashion
sunglasses?
Wise? Can we get back to the fashion conversation for your next special? Can you just rock these?
Oh yeah, hell yeah! Like
yeah,
the Law
pivot.
And Order
Will
guy.
Will you wear these for
his
your
name?
Next special? That is a great question.
Oh no. Yeah, like Richard Belzer or whatever
you
his
have
name
a Richard
is.
Richard Belzer vibe.
Yeah.
Wait. So when you look around your room, nothing
I'll see
is
you guys
changing.
Down at the station.
Nothing is changing.
Nope, I've looked at a few objects.
How about your chair? What color is your chair that you're sitting in right
chair's
now?
Chair's black, right?
Oh, shit, I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh, Andrew, but I'm going to laugh. Your chair is nowhere near black, and I hope you didn't think it was black. Did you think it was?
I did. What color is
it's
it?
It's a fucking red. It's like red. It's like burgundy, oh dude. I mean, it's bright.
A nice chair. It's a very nice color.
It's a very nice chair. It's a nice color.
All right.
You thought that was a black chair.
Yeah.
Wow, dude.
This is amazing.
Crazy.
Wait, this hoodie is black, right?
The hoodie's black.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't tell me I've been rocking a fucking burgundy hoodie all this time.
Here comes Iron and Wine.
Andrew's rocking a fucking Hogwarts hoodie through the streets.
Dude,
read it,
he's always encrusted.
Read it, D.
What sound does a saxophone make? He's actually saxophone deaf too. That's what most people don't
sax deaf.
He's do sax a mouth saxophone, asshole. Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
It's a squeaking, honking sound. It's a bleeding. I can't do it.
Exactly. You can't do it. You've got to do a placeholder.
Wheedledee. Wheedledee.
No, it is that. It is that.
Wheedledee.
That sound is as important to this podcast as an earnestness horn, and you lay off of it.
The wheedly deet is just what's killing me. That's Andrew the Jazz Master's hit song. And we're coming in off a break at KRNU. And you were just listening to Wheedly Deet by old Andrew Blackglasses. And this is a hit. Wait a second. So I want to ask, how do you feel? Are you disappointed you didn't see anything? Were you hoping?
You know, I was so apprehensive about like what we were saying. I was like, going back to the cochlear implant example, it was like, oh, here's your cochlear implant. Now we're taking it away. You can't wear this all the time. Yeah. This is like a special little thing. That I was kind of apprehensive, but now
that's why I was genuinely,
it's just hilarious that it's,
I'm sorry, that's why I was genuinely concerned. I didn't want to like flowers for Algernon you and just be like, here's how everyone sees it. Christ. And then like back to the other side, you know, like,
yeah, exactly. That was my great fear was like, oh, see how rich and vibrant the world looks like. Well, I hope you are down to wear these glasses constantly. Or else you won't be seeing that again.
But
do you feel a sense of relief or are you kind of disappointed?
I guess I am relieved because I don't really want to know what the quote unquote corrected version looks like because I'm sitting in a black chair. I'm fine with it. And now I know it's a burgundy chair. I would never have bought a burgundy chair. I hate the color burgundy, even though I apparently can't properly see it, but I don't want a fucking burgundy chair, dude. Like nothing in my house is burgundy.
How do you know that you hate it when you don't know what it is?
And also you go, you choose
the idea of it. I don't know. I've seen red wine. I know, you know, I can.
Red wine's a beautiful color.
It is a wonderful color.
I think it's really kind of awesome that this really proves that quick self-help internet fixes to real problems serve a purpose because they can give you a false sense of hope and then just blow it up in his face. And you're like, okay, cool. Well, it wasn't that big a deal. So
internet
solution.
It's interesting that this didn't even tweak it the tiniest bit. And I just took the Pilestone test on their site while we were chatting.
The more official one, the longer
one. On my
one.
Screen, yeah. And it's very long and it gives you one dot per. And I can only see two out of all the numbers while wearing their glasses.
Wow.
And their site diagnosed me as severely colorblind. So
with the with their product
I was
on
wearing their
eyes.
Glasses the whole time.
Which
lens is this, Ron? They say that I should be using lens B.
Oh, you should be using lens B.
We recommend type B.
Yeah, it would be fascinating for you to take it with them off later on and see if there's any change, but let's do that.
You think it's better? I'm like, wow, these glasses are making me more colorblind.
The one consolation about all of this, Andrew, is that those glasses will look sweet with that brown leather jacket and those brown Doc Martens.
Burgundy chair.
In your burgundy chair.
And my baby pink hoodie that I thought was gray.
He loves the color red. Doesn't know that's what it is. But boy, does he love it. Wow. This was fucking so good.
Colorblindness is a weird one. Did y'all know that colorblindness vastly affects dudes way more than women? It's like the percentage of women that are colorblind is like infinitesimal. I can't say it.
Infinitesimal. Yeah.
I'm word staggered as well.
I can't do it either.
So I pulled up a little stat. So they say there are about 300 million people in the world who are colorblind. It's 1 in 12 men have some form of colorblindness, while only 1 in 200 women. So this affects a lot of people. So Andrew, I'm
one in 12 men, one in 200 women. That is crazy.
That is. Yeah.
It's like kind of a bittersweet moment for me that these didn't work for you. I think you rule. You make my world a better place. So I wanted to make yours a better place. But you know what? It doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't matter. I think your burgundy chair,
don't make
I think
me cry
your burgundy
wearing
chair
these
looks
shades,
great.
Dude.
And I think you should be nicer to burgundy as a color. But otherwise, right. I don't think it changes who you are, but it does make me feel more empathetic to what you're going through on a daily basis. Your ability to see it. I can imagine you guys doing a sketch for the Grolics and you sending Andrew usually is the guy that goes shopping to bring props. And you're like, go bring us a red something, something.
Well, but here's the thing.
And you might not get what you asked for.
I would say that Andrew has adjusted so well. His colorblindness has never affected any part of the sketches or anything
I can remember show. Numerous occasions backstage with Andrew where he'll ask me a quick color question. Just like it's almost like a console, just a check in. And I'll be like, yeah, yes or no. And we just like move on from there. It's like,
I've definitely had
that.
Like
a disability or anything.
Yeah. But I mean, he's never like when editing things, when, you know, working on any part or picking out, we had to do wardrobe stuff for those who can't. Or
we made
just
Andrew do color correction because we thought it was funny.
Yeah.
he did color grading on Those Who Can't.
Yeah, did the whole series.
Well, like, that you go a sit lot. On the color correction sending, and that's they'd be hilarious. Like, what is this guy's problem? Everything's got a bluish tone to it.
And he's like a dictator. He's like, it's wrong.
This show's for dogs, actually. Yeah.
That's why you like dogs.
Sitcom for dogs.
Yeah.
I'll also say, I think this, even though it did not work for you, I think this is actually probably great for the listeners at home who are colorblind. Don't waste your time with this. Just enjoy who you are as a person.
Exactly.
You're not missing out.
Absolutely.
These glasses
were. If there's one takeaway.
Those glasses were $110. And they did
what? Oh,
really?
My God.
Yeah. And there's another company.
You got to get your money
there's
back.
Another company that sell called Enchroma that also sells these for as much as $400 a pair.
Wow.
So, Andrew, I have a question. Number one, I appreciate you even doing this. But number two, we've determined that these glasses that you have are type E. And the website says you should have type B. If we can exchange those and get those, the ones they say are, and I have a feeling that's total bullshit, but right. If we can exchange them and get them, would you try these again on Patreon as an extra Patreon video?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay. Hell yeah,
I'll
dude.
Do it.
And
Johnny Cool.
I'm brave, dude.
We'll do that.
They're not working for him on a color level, but they're working for him on a style level.
Oh,
big time.
Dude, I am.
These cool. are like sunglasses, though.
Andy,
so they're
you couldn't
a little tricky
tell,
inside.
But the tip of me is bright purple right now. And I'll tell you that. Right now.
Oh, the tip
blood.
Of me.
Shut up,
the
dude.
Tip of
shut
me.
Up.
The tip
it's
of the me.
The foremost tip of me. The tip of my iceberg.
Then if you ever write a book,
purple.
Which you won't, but if you do, would you call it The Tip of Me?
The Tip of Me. And it starts with a description of your dick.
Yes.
Very Andrew. Detailed description of the tip of your
Andrew.
Dick.
Yeah, if you're listening to this and you're colorblind and you've been curious about these glasses, I hope you know that your life is just as great without them.
And Andrew, so is your life. You're the fucking best. You're such a good sport. I know we've talked about some of your issues with your hearing and then, you know, your eyesight and whatnot. I don't know what that's like and seeing this, but you have always been able to deliver on everything within this group and in your own life. You have an amazing life and we love you and I appreciate you fucking doing this.
Yeah, and
a life of minor inconveniences, the Andrew Orbital story.
I appreciate you being willing to do this because it is a sensitive subject and we like poke fun at you or whatever, but you're very brave to even go down this road. And thanks, Ron, for having this mystery challenge because it totally made me have more empathy. Seeing how you see it versus how we see it side by side, I'm just like, oh, that's how Andrew views the world. And I think knowing your friends a little bit better and seeing how they view the world clearly is a great way of improving your world and theirs and your relationship a little bit. So I think this was
and like I said,
a very good challenge.
sweet.
The only thing that has rocked me with this episode is that you all, I realize that you all think that I'm the type of person that would buy a burgundy office chair and sit in it without anyone remarking on it ever. No one was ever like,
I think
wow.
It's actually a nice color. I actually like it.
It's a great color.
I was like, if I even thought about it, I thought, good for Andrew. Every asshole would go get a black office chair. And Andrew's like, nah, dude, have a little pop. Have a little pop of color.
Now I know I got it on sale. God damn it.
I love that you...
Yeah. No, I've got nothing. I was going to ask him about the display case in the back corner, but we don't need to do that.
Thank you, Ron. However, your time out of the Ron chamber has come to an end.
That's good. The chains are starting
Congratulations for not running away this time.
Yeah.
We appreciate that.
But thank you for getting these, Ron. Even though I specifically told you in a text that I never wanted to wear them, thanks for pushing through.
We'll post it. They do look cool. You do look cool in them.
They did nothing for so far. We're going to try the type B's and we'll see.
I think all of that sweet, sweet butt you're going to get begs to differ because those are some sweet glasses, bud. Get ready. get ready, buddy, because you're going to meet
Ben, from the tip of you to the viewer. And the listener, could you cue up the next comic from the tip of
the ears? Oh, I love this comic. Let's listen to some stand-up. This was actually recorded live at the Grolic Show, happening the last Saturday of every month. The tickets are already on sale for the next month's show. This dude's been crushing it everywhere. Enjoy a little comedy from Ali Kareem. And when we return, third actors, you're on deck. Get ready. We've got more show. We've got good news. And lots more to come, so please stay tuned.
I'm from Baghdad, B-Town. Nobody here from Baghdad? All right. Our cats didn't meow. They meow. And when you pet them, they go. I'm a U.S. citizen now. Few people happy about it. Did you know you have to study and memorize 100 questions about U.S. history, and they ask you 10 random questions to pass? All right, you guys should know some of these questions. I like this guy. He's just like, oh no, don't. I'll give you an easy one, okay? What ocean borders the East Coast? Atlantic. Yes, thank you. Well, they didn't ask me questions like that. They're like, have you ever been or participated in any terrorist activities? I was like, ¿qué? You gotta switch it up, you know? The ceremony was a little bit awkward. They were playing Born in the USA. The main guy looked at me. I got all nervous. I was like, I wasn't born in the USA.
And we are back with Act 3, the best Act 3 in the biz. Ben had to go get his butthole looked at, so it's just me and the tickle pig bringing you home in this third act.
And let me be the first to say, who gives a shit that Ben is gone? No one. No one.
No alarms were sounded. No one, the residents of Rift City go on about their lives.
Business
without
as usual,
Ben
Rift
around.
City. You're just fine. I would like to issue a rare thank you to you, Andrew, for being brave and humble and just very open with us this entire weird, fun episode. And to Ron as well for proposing it and making it all happen. So thank you, Ron, and thank you,
Thanks.
Andrew,
yeah.
for being
vulnerable. Colorblindness really is one of the smallest impairments. So it's fun to riff on it and to tease. It's nice to,
you know, you wouldn't do it with someone's real blindness, but it's fun to have one that you can just, you know, get a few stabs in about. Why not?
Well, and me learning that only one in 200 women is colorblind. You know what I say to that? When you find a colorblind woman, you hold on to that gal. You hold on to that gal.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
a rare one.
Me and her and our burgundy furniture. Let's go.
Finally, so, some good fucking news. Ben's not here. We don't have to do the segment. And that's such good news.
Wow. Finally, some good fucking news. That was an easy one.
Very easy.
All right, dude. We're going plug Sax Edition. Oh. Reedy-dee plugs.
See?
Yeah.
See? Ben not being here is already the best fucking news because that was some of the sexiest plug music you've ever done. I loved
Thank
that.
You, dude.
I loved
Thank
that.
You.
Ben would shit on it and he'd say, no, don't do the Reedly D. And I'm like,
he
fuck
can't
you.
Handle it.
What is this podcast but one long Reedly D?
What is this podcast but not one long Reedly D? Well
Thank
said.
You.
Well said.
I will be doing my one man show, Happy Place, at Largo in Los Angeles, April 18th. If you live in LA, please come out. It's my first time ever doing a show there, and I would love wow. to pack it out and make a statement with butts and seats.
I don't have anything worthwhile to plug this month. Just some shows around town in Denver, but definitely come to the Grolics on April 27th because we are bringing in one of our absolute favorites, Deborah DiGiovanni. Come down and see her. Oh my God, when she was here last time, just brought the house
Deborah
down.
She is just one of a crusher. Kind. If you don't know Deborah DiGiovanni, first of all, learn who she is, go watch all her clips, and definitely come to the live show. She murders and is so fun, and we're
she
so happy to have her back.
So
and
funny.
This lineup's and, ridiculous. Tanya Sabrina,
yeah,
who's been killing it locally, is on the show as well. And then Good Cop, Rad Cop, this musical duo who I've seen before, are in town. They're going to do some shows. They're so funny. This is a really killer
That's
show.
A stacked show. So grab those tickets. They're going to be in the show notes, and it'll sell out. So pounce on them. Our show, as always, is brought by considerate yet non-consensually forcing producer Ron Doyle for sending me the
Love
colorblind
that.
Glasses I did not want. Thanks to Mike Henderson for your help recording our live show. Our theme music, as always, is by Charlie Continental. You can follow us all over on social media at Grolix Comedy. Check out our Patreon. There's tons of good stuff on there, including our pod within a pod, Boy Crazy. We've got a new one coming down the pipe with one of our favorite comics, Chris Fairbanks. So join up to hear that. And we'll be back next Tuesday with a brand new episode.
We
so
are
in the meantime,
weekly. We are weekly. We'll be back next Tuesday with a brand new episode. In the meantime, review us and give us 5 stars over on the old Apple podcast.
And in the meantime, stay colorblind, baby. Reedy deet. Deedly deet. Reedy deedy deet. Yeah, I feel it.
That was one of the best outros ever.